Not you.
Some of the guys that used to call it, it had a French name, I wouldn't know what you'd call it in English.
Okay.
It was called La Truie.
Yeah.
And La Truie translated into English would mean a sour hog. That's what it would mean. So you'd make them 6 holes in the ground, or space them about 2 feet apart in a circular form, and then in the middle of that circle you'd make one big hole. Then everybody would have a broom handle or a mop handle, you know. And you'd get a hole, and you got one more stick than you have holes.
Yeah.
And the object was to take a tin can, regular tin can, any kind of can, throw it out in the yard. And the man that didn't have the hole had to go get that can, bring it with his stick into that middle hole.
Yeah.
But any time he tried to bring it in that, anybody could knock it back out. But when you'd go to knock it out, the other guy next to you could steal your hole, put his stick in your hole, so when you look around, and if the guy that was bringing the thing in got a hole, then you had to go get that stick. You got the way you were the champion of that.
Yeah.
But however, when he tried to steal your hole, you could knock his stick out and you'd take the same hole back if you could catch it fast enough. Well, that was a main game.
Okay.
That was a good game. And then once you get that can into that middle hole, you had to knock on it 3 times. And then you take anybody's hole you want. You pick the one you want to go get it. Because sometimes the same fella stayed out there for 2 hours trying to bring that can to that hole. That was something.
Hey, that's a good game there.
It's
that
a
was
good
like...
game. But the only bad part about the game, when some of them guys that didn't know how to play to give it a hard swing, you'd catch it in the front of the leg or something, you know. And you'd be having a bruised leg for about 2 weeks, you see.
Yeah, they
that,
hit you.
That was only bad. That was a dangerous part of the game.
Okay. Other games would you ever play at night with other kids around?
Yeah, we'd play all kinds of hide and seek and things like that. But then we had another game, we'd take a stick. Take a stick about 2 feet long. You used to go pick your good tree. A good round stick. I'd say it was about 2 inches in diameter. And you'd whittle on that stick till it was perfect to fit your hand. Then you would, by that line, it was pointed on the end, as pointed as you could get, and you'd stick it in the ground. You'd just stick it. And the other guy had to come with his stick and knock your stick down. You know, we had to hit right next to it to knock it over. Stick, we used to call it. Stick in front. Stick. Well, you got the way you were the champion. You'd better, you had enough power to stick it in the ground, or he couldn't knock yours down. When he did knock yours down, he'd take your stick and hit it with his stick and knock it way out then. In the woods, and I had to stick his stick back in the ground 3 times before you got to grab yours by hand down in the yard, you know. So when, if he did it before you did it, then you next. You got to go do the same thing. That was a famous game. You got the way you were the champion of that. Mm-hmm. Took a little while, but of course the bigger boy would always get it, you know. The little boy. Well, that was the 2 main game on kite. Everybody had a kite. Always flying kite.
Okay.
Make your own kite.
Did you ever take a stall, stick it up in the ground, and
horseshoe?
Yeah.
We never played horseshoe. I never played horseshoe in my life. That's one game we never played.
Okay.
Kick and the one with the can, that was the game. That's like, man, that was a big thing. You could have tournaments of that stuff down here one time. You had guys that really could, man. You had a certain tree you had to make that stick with you. And you see that when you played it stick in the ground, you had what they call, I don't know what they would call it, you've seen those trees where little red berries grow in there. They're not good. They call them Christmas bells or something. Yeah, around Christmas time is when they all little kind of little red berries. Cause birds eat them, but people don't fool with that. It just makes a berry. Well, that was the kind of tree you had to make your stick with, because it was tough. You couldn't break it.
Yeah. All right. You know what? What about those things that you call them what?
Oh, the nigger shooters?
Oh,
man, that was something. You got to be a champion with that.
What did they use for them?
Well, there you had you go in what we oleanders. Upstairs. You had an oleander, you had to pick your good branch, it had to be a perfect V in it and a stem going down, which was the right size for your hand. And then old rubber inner tubes like they have in the automobiles today.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the set. Excuse me, let me see that. Rocket man. First we always call them nigger shooters, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and the slingshots today. Yeah. We call them nigger shooters.